So we're at our finale of looking at creation and correlating it with our time of communion. Day one, we discussed light. Day two, we discussed water. Day three, we looked at the dry land and vegetation. Day four, the sun, the moon, and the stars. Day five, the sea creatures and the flighted creatures. And day six, we looked at man. Genesis chapter 1, verse 31 says this: God saw that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening and there was morning, the sixth day. Tsara means to perceive or to regard. Very, mehod, means holy, speedily, greatly. When it's used with other words as a describer, it is an intensive superlative. Good, in Hebrew, tov, means to be pleasant, excellent, or of a higher nature. See, when God culminated in his creation, everything, and then finally with man, he regarded greatly, holy, properly, that it was of a higher nature. See, he saw man and saw it was good. Maybe this would explain that when Jesus was going through villages, as recorded by Matthew in an accounting of the gospel in the ninth chapter, verse 35, he says, Jesus went through all the towns and the villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, when he saw the people, the ones that were regarded greatly, holy, properly, to be of a higher nature, the ones that God saw that were made were very good. See, when Jesus saw those crowds, Matthew accounts and records that Jesus had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his field." John accounts in the sixth chapter, starting in verse 35, that Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me and still do not believe. All those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven to do not my will, but to do the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of he who sent me, that I shall not lose none of those he has given to me, but I will raise them up in the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up in the last day." See, what we see here in Matthew's account and in John's account, Jesus manifesting the very thought that we find in Genesis 1:31, that when man was created, God wholly saw it, properly saw it, regarded it, perceived it, understood it to be what? Of a higher nature, or as typically accounted as, it was good. See, God understood that man would sin, but because of his regard for man, because of his love for man, thousands of years after the creation of man, he would send himself as his son to die and to arise. So that when Jesus said he was moved with compassion, so that when Jesus said it was his Father's will that all who believe in me will have eternal life, as John chapter 6, verse 40 says, it would complete the idea that man, in the eyes of God, was very good. So when we come here today and partake of the bread and the cup, we're remembering the sacrifice, but we're also remembering how at the time of creation, how God looked at you and looked at me and saw very good. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this day and we thank you for your blessing. We thank you that in all of the creation, that man to you was very good. Even though, Father God, we understand and know that you're omnipotent and omniscient, Lord God, that you knew we would sin, that because of how you regard us as your great creation and your love for us, that you were willing, as your Son, Lord God, as part of the Godhead, to send down to die and to sacrifice so that we could have atonement. And that as we symbolically enter that sacrifice and that death, burial, and resurrection through immersion, that we not only are forgiven of sins, but we then partake of another part of the Godhead, the Holy Spirit. So, Father God, we thank you for that. And that's why we're here today, to remember the sacrifice of your Son, the gift we've been given, but to remember that, Lord God, that thousands of years ago at creation, when it came to man, you saw very good, and we're grateful for that. Help guide us and direct us, and to be a light for you this year. It's through your Son's name we pray. Amen.